Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The DH, George Brett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Owen. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librand. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pete Stanisek. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ken Gerhart. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jose Bautista. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Wilson. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bautista fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brett takes first base on ball four. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanisek hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Bautista covering, for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wellman hits a pop-up towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Murray strikes out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tettleton strikes out. two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Owen strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Wilson is one for one in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Owen drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gonzalez out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brett is hit by the pitch. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Brett moves to third. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wellman. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Wellman steals second. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Wellman moves to third. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanisek is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanisek strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Stanisek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber fields the ball and throws to Bautista covering. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wellman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wellman hits a fly ball into right field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gerhardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stanisek is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanisek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Librand covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Stillwell reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Doug Sisk now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stillwell moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brett is walked intentionally. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray strikes out. One out. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wellman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wellman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tettleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Traber is 0 for 2 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Liebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerhart strikes out. Two outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to second. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanisek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanisek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tettleton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.